What different kinds of roads do you have around here?
Well, we have mostly blacktop. We have some concrete. The freeways and the major thoroughfares, the big streets, the traffic arteries are concrete.
You call those?
I call them thoroughfares. Like Westheimer. Mm-hmm. That's a thoroughfare. It's Westheimer Road. I'd also call it a road. And we have things like county roads, which are usually blacktopped, and they're farm-to-market roads. We call those, they're all numbered like FM 1960, mm-hmm. and that means farm-to-market road, but everybody calls it Farm Road 1960. And we have streets and subdivisions. And we have, in older areas of town, you'll have things that are wide. The big streets in the subdivision will be the boulevard or the avenue. I don't know if there's any difference. I don't notice any. A boulevard usually has an esplanade down the middle, and it has two lanes of traffic going either way on either side of the esplanade.
What's the esplanade?
That's the grass thing in the middle of the street that separates the traffic going the opposite directions.
Is that a Spanish one?
I don't know. I think it's French.
What about a little road that turns off the main road?
A street, probably, in town. You call it a street. It might be a road out in the country. Mm-hmm. We have dirt roads and shell roads. And
what's that, those little rocks?
Oh, the iron ore? You have iron ore driveways, usually. There's some iron ore roads, but Houston's mostly paved now.
Mm-hmm.
They originally paved with bricks and some places with wooden blocks, but now it's almost all concrete.
Wooden blocks?
Wooden blocks. Cut out chunks of wood. Sat down in the, I don't know what the matrix was that kept them together, but they were actually wooden. About the size of the two bricks put together.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for the little rocks?
Mm. Well, they put asphalt rocks on. They put gravel on.
Mm-hmm. What about the black sticky stuff they use in roads?
Well, we used to call it tar, but it is asphalt, and we call it asphalt now.
What's the difference between tar and asphalt?
I think asphalt is usually drier and more granular and more like gravel when they put it down, and then they roll it with steamrollers.
Mm-hmm.
And tar, it wasn't really tar. It was actually some kind of petroleum product. It was some sort of oil, and they came along with a big machine and sprayed it on the gravel or the... We used to have a lot of limestone roads that were just chunked up limestone rock gravel, and they would lay the dust, more or less. It didn't really do too much to bind the stuff together, but it was this black, smelly, tarry, oily stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as thick as tar, but it was oily. And they'd spray it on the shell or the gravel. And it kind of kept the dust down. But it didn't do much to prevent ruts and that sort of thing. The potholes were terrible.
what would you call a road that maybe out in the country that turns off the main road and leads up to a person's house?
Driveway.
Okay. Would you have a different term if it's a real long road?
No, it'd be a long driveway. You might call it a private road.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people call theirs a private road.
What about a road that has trees or a fence on both sides?
I don't think I have a special name for it. Just a road.
What about lanes?
A lane. There are lots of streets in Houston called lanes. But I've never thought about a lane being different from any other small street. A country lane wouldn't have to have a fence on both sides of it. You could have a lane going down to your house,
it could just
like
be
a driveway.
Open.